I'm Marshall Terry, 90.7 WFAE News. Roughly 1,000 protesters marched through portions of the university area last night and early this morning in response to a police shooting death of an African-American man. The victim is 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott. Police say he had a gun when the shooting occurred shortly before 4 p.m. at the Village of College Downs apartment complex off Old Concord Road near UNC Charlotte. A woman who says she's Scott's daughter said in a Facebook Live video that her father had a book and was waiting to pick up his son at a bus stop. CMPD says a two-year veteran of the force, Officer Brentley Vinson, shot Scott. The officer is African-American. Police were at the apartment complex to serve an outstanding warrant on someone, although CMPD has not identified who that person was. WFAE's Nick De La Canal has the first of two reports on the protest that ensued through the night.
Quena Jones was parked on the perimeter of the protest with her six children leaning out the backseat windows.
Don't kill blacks! Don't kill blacks! Don't kill blacks! Don't kill blacks!
These are your kids?
Yeah, these are my children. I was watching it live at home, sitting in bed, and I was so rageful. I just decided, I was like, we have to get up. Everybody grab your shoes. Let's go down. I know y'all got school tomorrow. We're going to stay for a minute, but as you can see, I'll probably be here for about an hour. So it's just disappointing to me, and I'm glad that they're finally doing something about it.
But as the night wore on, more protesters arrived, and the mood turned more aggressive. They forced the shutdown of Old Concord Road right next to the rail tracks. Overhead, a police helicopter was swinging its searchlight over the crowd, which stretched all the way down the street. And just as the 11 o'clock freight train passed, protesters began throwing rocks and water bottles at police and smashing in the windows of police cruisers, some so badly they had to be towed from the scene. And then, all at once, police in riot gear donned gas masks and helmets and began shooting rounds of tear gas into the crowd. The protesters retreated down the street, rubbing stinging tears out of their eyes. One woman, Yolandi Hagen Hubbard, was hit directly.
My whole face burns. My legs burn because I got hit with one of the gas tear gas things. My skin on my legs is burning like a...
But they wrapped T-shirts around their faces and returned to face the line of police officers, some kneeling with their hands over their heads. As police fired more rounds of tear gas, protesters began grabbing the canisters and throwing them back. And a new wave of rocks and bricks were hauled at the officers. A cloud of gas rose over the intersection, glowing green in the light of the traffic signal. By midnight, the protesters had moved on. They set off down the ramp to W.T. Harris Boulevard, where they stopped traffic and smashed another police cruiser. They banged on the hood of the car in time to chants of "No justice, no peace." Then, over the course of the night, they moved to I-85 and blocked traffic there. They started a bonfire in the middle of the highway. But for all the police dressed in riot gear, carrying billy clubs and riot shields, there was also one who spoke directly to a tight crowd of protesters around 1 in the morning. It was Deputy Chief Vicki Foster, herself a black woman. She spoke with protesters and listened quietly to their concerns. And when one man ventured to ask her a question.
Yeah, of course.
What would it take for me to sign up for a ride along? I want to see what these officers see.
I can make that happen.
I want to go on a ride along and I want to see what these officers see. I want to see both sides of the tracks.
I can make that happen.
It was a rare sign of police and protesters talking face to face with one another in what otherwise was a chaotic and at times violent night of protest. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal in Charlotte.